For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Church, I'm happy to see you. Welcome, hallelujah. James chapter 2, verse 14. James 2, verse 14 to 26, hallelujah. All of us will be reading it together, hallelujah. I'm happy to see every one of us in church. Lord. And then we've looked at living above fears. We'll look at the lifestyle of faith. And then we'll look at overcoming trials of faith. We'll look at overcoming the overcoming power of faith. And then we'll look at the acts of faith. And then we looked at, on Friday, building our faith, right? Huh? Building up our faith. Hallelujah. So we've been great and awesome. I remember Pastor Mitt asking about faith. He was telling me the challenge with his faith, and he was praying for faith to come alive. Faith will work for you in Jesus. From verse 14 to 26, we'll read it all together. 1, 2, 3, go. James 2, 14 to 26. Can we go? What profit, my brethren? Yes. Said he has faith and have no works. Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked, and we are reading all the way to 26 together. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to their body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it had no works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a he said, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well, and they will also believe and tremble. But will thou, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Hallelujah. Was not our father justified by works when Isaac his son upon the earth? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, we say it. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. 24. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers, and has sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So our topic this morning is faith and works. Faith and works. In our month of faith, this morning is faith. We have the works of salvation, works of the law, and works of responsibility. Hallelujah. We have seen a lot of things in the first service. Have gone already after the first service. I'll really encourage them. I don't know how I'm encouraging them in their absence. Let them get the second part of the message. And then those of us that are here, please get the part one also and listen to it. Hallelujah. Faith and works. Faith without work is dead. And then work without, just like fire and fuel. Finish. Your gas stop. Or when your gas finish, your gas stop, right? And then when the firewood is exhausted, the fire ceases. So faith without work. And then we are saved. We are not saved by works. Hallelujah. But what that is saved, justified. Alright. Hallelujah. We are not saved by works, but everyone that is saved and justified will do a kind of work. Hallelujah. When you got saved, you have not received a ticket to relax and a ticket to sleep. For Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, we are God's workmanship, created unto good work. Hallelujah. So faith is not foolishness. It works, but it is revealed by deep works. Hallelujah. Somebody out of faith entered a lion den in Ibadan. How many of you heard the story? He read that Daniel entered the lion den, so he went to the lion den, and then he should be in heaven by now. Praise the Lord. Yeah, a true life story. I mean, I heard the story, right? True life story, yes. Okay, he entered the lion, and then he met God in heaven that day. The lion ate him up. Because faith is not foolishness. Faith is not foolishness. It works, but it is revealed by works. Because there were some things that Daniel was doing before he entered the lion's den. If he never did that kind of thing, don't dare it. Because if you never stood before God in certain places, there are things you should not dare. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I gave a quote in the first service. I said, faith is 10% believing, 40% confession, and 50% works. I got it from Pastor David Egbele, one of the frontline pastors in this nation, the pastor of Dominion City. David Egbele said that faith is 10%. When you believe, I shall not die. The Lord will provide for me. Everything you know, you believe. The Bible said demons also believe. Everything every believer believe, demons believe. You don't know what the Bible says. The Bible said they even believe and they even shake. If you believe that God is a consuming fire, but some people still steal in just. That means they don't even tremble. Hallelujah. So people believe, demons also believe, and they tremble. So when you believe, you have only done 10% of the equation. And then you begin to speak it out. You begin to confess it. You begin to declare. You are doing 40% of the work. 10% is a straight A. It's a straight F, sorry. Three of us. 10% is a straight F. There's no academic, even in Nigeria, somebody can get 2% and get A anyway. But normally, 10% is an F. Hallelujah. Praise God. And 40% will give you a credit. That is, will give you E. So confession is 40%. When you begin to speak out, it's very, very important. But then when you act on your faith, after believing and confessing, you bring the other balance of the 50. Hallelujah. So it's not alone to believe that this is possible. It is not alone. It is not good enough to confess it. But then the bold step is to take action. Take what? Relevant action. And then I'll give you another quote in this service. The Bible says, Bishop Oyedepo said, David Oyedepo, the pastor, presiding bishop of Living Faith. Say, any faith that leaves God to be responsible or totally responsible for the outcome of our life is an irresponsible faith. Any faith that leaves God alone to be responsible for the outcome of your life is an irresponsible faith. I don't do anything because I'm a believer, my life will be easy. Because I gave my life to Christ, we will tell you that is an evangelical field. Give your life to Christ, your life will change. Give your life to Christ, that is why after salvation, you need to be decided. Is that true? So any faith that leaves God to be alone, totally responsible for the outcome of a life, it's an irresponsible life, an irresponsible faith. Because we have our role to play. And God has his role to play. I can never forget this. I've always said it. When I started the ministry, God told me, Jotham, the fact the Bible says that anything that starts small should become great doesn't guarantee that your ministry will become great. Because the Bible says, though your beginning will be small, your latter end. So everybody opening a shop will quote that scripture. Three of us. Opening but starting a business will quote that. But the Bible says, no, that is, God told me that was not, I cannot forget it. Then he told me about synergy. Synergy means we come together. You don't do your part, your ministry will never grow. No matter the prophecy that is on your head. Even if it's Apostle Babalola, plus Benson Idausa, plus Billy Graham, plus Ora Robert that prophesied about your ministry. If you do nothing about your ministry, it will never be great. So that has been in my mind for life. That is why I take my ministry with all responsibility. Because the fact that I started great small doesn't mean I'll become great. If I ever want to be great, I must take responsibility. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. So the aim of the teaching is to, because many people have blamed God that I believe God. If you read many people in America today have become atheists. Because how can a good loving God give me cancer? How can a good God not heal my husband? How can a good loving God not heal my wife and then they left their faith? Is that not true?
So many people have blamed God for the things that are not working, not knowing they are part of the equation. That is a part you need to play. Many people have blamed God for the poverty of their lives. Many people have blamed God for the reason why their marriage is not working. Pastor pray about they are taking their husband picture to all the services. Lord, change his head. This man is stubborn. His village, anytime he goes to the village, he returns, his head is not working well. They have anointed the picture of the husband with oil till the picture is clean. And then the marriage has never changed. Why? Because the man is talking. Judith, why didn't you cook? I will not. Why will I cook? He's talking, she's answering him. No, by answering him, you are neutralized a prayer that they are praying for you in church. You don't commit at home, no prayer will work. Hope you know that. Any wife that doesn't submit to her husband, deliverance. Let it be 71 days deliverance on your husband. It could work. Hallelujah. Because we have a rule. Any man that thinks a wife will submit to you automatically because you have your masculine organ and you're not responsible, it will never work that way. So we all have responsibility. So I want you to come alive, and I know today you'll be blessed. Now there are believers' realities to work. I gave three in the first service. I'll just call them quick. Give you the one for this service. God created us to continue the work of creation, and then that means it requires us to work. Hallelujah. God created at the level and then stopped and then expected us to continue. Praise God. He created wood but did not create plywood. Created oil but not create petroleum. Created silicon but did not create the tablet. Created brain but did not create software. And the Bible told us that when God was creating, he rested on the seventh day. Genesis chapter 2 verse 2. That means if he rested on the 7 days, that means he was working in the 6 days. Two of us. The fact that you are resting, that means you walk. The Bible says the sleep of, people there to complain that they don't need to sleep. And then they'll go to medical doctors, I don't need to sleep at night. I find it difficult to sleep. Most time because you have not walked. Even though there are demonic cases that can make people not to sleep, but normally most people you have not walked. Because there is a kind of work you will do. That when you hit the bed, the next time you stretch is 9 a.m. Has it ever happened to anybody here? That but you are tired when you mounted your bed. The next time you could not believe it was 8 a.m. You that woke up, you used to wake up 3 times to be, you know, but tiredness will impact sleep. So God walk. Secondly, I said in the first service, God instructed work as believers as a blessing, not a curse. The first instruction to work is Genesis 2:15. And then the sin of Adam started in Genesis chapter 3. He told Adam to keep the garden, to walk, to tend the garden. Work is a blessing and not a curse. To wake up every morning and go to work, never see it as a curse. When it's a burden, it's because you are working at the wrong place. Pastor David Ibiomi told his staff one day, he said, every of you that you are not happy to come to work on Monday morning, stand up. How many of you know Pastor David Ibiomi? Pastor Celebration Ministry. Say, if you are not happy on Sunday morning, stand up. On Monday morning, when you are coming to work in this place, stand up. Then some of his staff stood up. Say, you deserve to be fired. Because that means you are not in the right place. Because where you love to be, you will be happy every Monday morning. It's not true. My wife was working in a bank one time. And then every Saturday night, when she remember Monday morning, she complained. Every Sunday, it's complete. Every day, what is she begin to his? Something happened that when she left work in that place, the shoe she wore to be working in that place, she refused to wear it till today. She don't even want to remember why, because the problem is, maybe you are not supposed to be there. Just calm down. But there are people that like that work and they are born for it. And there, somebody say, how can somebody choose to be a soldier? People like soldiers. Want to be soldiers. They want to just wear the khaki. I've had somebody say, even if I'm in the day I'm wearing, they kill me. Let me just wear soldier khaki. Hallelujah. So you should be happy every day of work. Imagine a pastor every Sunday morning dragging out of bed. Ah, today is Sunday again. Should that person be a pastor? Come on, should that person be a pastor? No. Work is a blessing. To wake up and go to work and open your shop. Anything should be doing. When you are not fulfilled with your work, that means you are working at the wrong place. But work is a blessing. Not a curse. Number three, I said in the... we are to work all day. At least 12 hours of the 24 hours of our every day we should be working. How many hours? 12 hours of the 24 hours. I show Psalms 104 verse 23. Psalms 104 verse 23. The Bible says, a man goes to his work and return in the evening. That means a grown-up man wearing towel and chewing stick by 9 a.m. at home is a lazy, irresponsible man. A responsible adult at home by 11 p.m. is irresponsible. Because you should go to work and return in the evening. Is that not true? That is why the mindset of, general mindset of a man should be his wife at home in the night, because the man should be at work in the morning. Somebody raised a question one day. The woman was complaining that her husband disturbed her every time, every day, morning, afternoon. The person said, does he even have work at all? Because if you have work, there should be some things you cannot do. Is that not true? Praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 6. I showed us that the Bible says, Ecclesiastes 11 verse 6. Sometimes you may not be able to work all day. The Bible says, when you work in the morning, when you come in the night, the Bible, some people call it side hustle. You should be doing some things else. But every 24 hours, work at least 12 hours, 6 a.m. to 12, 6 p.m. Hallelujah. I have read in secular books that every person that has been successful ever in life work for at least 18 hours. How many of you have ever read that in any book before? And just in second service, hallelujah. Ask just in first service. But really, hallelujah. I don't know. How many of you have read three books of John Maxwell. How about John Mason? How many of you have read An Enemy Called Average? If you have read your book, the book, let me see your hands up. Now, everybody in this audience, say yes, sir. Everybody in this audience, before the end of March, I cannot believe you should have read An Enemy Called Average. Say with me, I will read An Enemy Called Average. Now, this is an instruction. Please read it. If you don't have it, come to me for hard copy and soft copy. I have both. Hallelujah. Ah! I was thinking, I was still over. So, praise God. You should learn to read, though. Please read. Hallelujah. I was reading this week, and then I saw a lot of things. I said, God, why do people really don't read? You must love to read. Receive the grace to read. In Jesus' name. An Enemy Called Average. That's a book you must read. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm shocked. Please. Soft copy is not much. And then if it's a hard copy, the font are big. Hallelujah. I think I've read that book nothing less than 4 times. Yeah. Repeatedly. Please get it and read it. No matter your work. You watch in movies that people in the evening are reading at home. You don't know what Americans do at home. Don't you watch the movie? Come on, don't you watch the movies? At home, there, you see a young 7 years girl reading. And then you, by that time, you are watching her reading. By that time, you are the one watching her reading. Hallelujah. So let's read. I'm surprised when I read, ask some people about certain books, about relationship and their finances, and they have never read it. And then you will not be shocked at the wrong decisions they make. But they are not informed. The Bible has said that not everything that Jesus the Christ did is in this Bible. Is that what the Bible says? How many of you have ever read in the Bible? That not everything that Jesus Christ did, the Bible did not contain everything. And then there are some things that God has spoken through other people, and then he asks you to read them. Read it, hallelujah. One book can deliver your life for life. After reading one book, when you wake up, your life has changed with that prayer. That fasting. So let's read. Praise God. So we are supposed to work. I remember reading this book long ago. Every average person works an average of 18 hours daily. That is why it is difficult to see successful people, because every day they are reading. Every day they are busy, they are involved. I remember I shared the story of the first time I had somebody as Bishop Amartya Sehu say he reads 50 books per year. A year has 52 weeks. That means if he reads 50 books, that means he reads one book at least every week. And that means in every Sunday service, all the conferences, all the traveling abroad, he still has time to read one book in a week. And then you are a student, you are a copper. You are not even reading for any exams. You are not doing any, even if, just at least find time. Are we together? Say this year you read 30 books. It's possible. How many of you believe it's possible? It's possible. You cannot start from books that have 250 pages. Start from the one that has 15 pages. Pamphlet. And then from there, When you read for 1 year, you just look at your life without prayer, you know you have been delivered. Hallelujah. Number four. Jesus Christ walked. The Bible is speaking in John chapter 5 verse 17. My Father walks. He that do I walk. The apostles, we are walkers. Upon all the apostles, we are, there was nobody that was irresponsible, the apostle. What was Matthew to you when God called him? What was Matthew doing? He was a fisherman. Matthew was a tax collector, right? Tax collector. Then Peter was a fisherman, right? All the apostles were involved in one task or other. Judas should be working with money related issues somehow. Hallelujah. But all of them, God did not pick any irresponsible person among them. The apostle Paul was a tent maker. Right? So all of them were, so you are no more spiritual than apostle Paul. You are no more spiritual than Jesus Christ. Bible says early in the morning he rises up to go and walk. Before the Jews come, that means he prayed by 3 a.m. Because the Jewish calendar starts by 6 a.m. and then end by 6 p.m. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 4 verse 28, the Bible says every one of us should walk. Not only, in fact, the Bible gives us a strong reason why we should walk in that place. Ephesians 4 28. Please let's read that scripture. Ephesians 4 28. What does it say? Let him that stole steal no more. This part does not connect to you altogether. But rather let him labor, working with his hands. Why? The thing which is good, that he may have to give. So when you are working, you are not only working even for yourself, so that you will have to give others. Hallelujah. So Jesus worked. He was not lazy. He was not on the mountain all through. Before he started full-time ministry, he was into carpentry work. Selling and repairing. That means somebody will say, hey, Jesus, my bed is leaking. Jesus will carry his tool and go and repair. Hey, Jesus, come and climb my roof. Climb the roof. You don't know what he was doing? Yes. So everybody should be walking. Number five, I want you to understand it, that work is needed for healthy living. We are created to work. If you are lazy, you will start developing fat. Your body system is designed in a way that when you sweat, out of work, you expel fat. Are we together? As I'm preaching now, I am sweating. That is work. Is that not true? Can I be sweating when I'm just apart from heat? It should make you sweat, and this sweat is removing toxins from your body. Anybody that sit down without doing anything for a while develops some sicknesses. You cannot be healthy and be lazy. There is a wealthy people that do not do a lot of physical work, have machines. They have treadmill, they run at home. They have machines, they exercise. Because their body need to be involved from work to be healthy. Because that is the way humans are functioned. Nobody's fashioned to be just sitting down alone. Hallelujah. I read from Pastor Chris, he said one time, he said he was on a treadmill praying. Time to exercise. Last week, I was listening to the point, and he said that he was into weightlifting. That is, they don't say that. They use them as an example. And then he was lifting weight. I said, Ivan Dr. Paul Energy too. Yes. He's not only Shabaya Gadaba Lagada Shafaya. No. They exercise because you need to do something to be healthy. That is why if you don't do it after 40 years, you'll be running on the road like some people. Because you refuse to be exercising. Hallelujah. One day we came back from work with my brother, and then they put a show on TV. And then the show was exercise your fingers. My brother shouted at my sister, will you change this station? See, the kind of work we did, will you be wasting? Because they don't have work, that's why they have to exercise their finger. We walked, your hands will be paying you. That work enough is enough exercise. Is that not true? Now, by the time you climb a roof and come down, it's enough running up and down. By the time you carry a hammer, by the time you carry a machine up, your body will know it has worked. Yes, climb high, you know you have walked. Is that not true? By the time you pray in tough 7 hours pacing the floor, your body will know it has worked. You cannot be healthy if you are not a worker. Are we together? So miracles are work related. The Bible says it is called the gift of working of miracles. Because you work it out. I've never seen Pastor Chris working miracles. I see people doing miracles. Jesus Christ healed somebody and the guy did not see well. Say, you are not seeing well. Then do something else on his eye because they are warped. Hallelujah. So faith is good, but there is a part of work. Now, there are three kinds of work that every one of us should be involved with, or at least two. The first is physical work. Now, the physical work has skilled and unskilled work. Skilled labor, example of skilled labor is what? GSM repairing is a skilled work. Something happened this week. We went to repair a phone with Pastor Mint, and the phone did not just come on. A graduate. The guy repairing the phone, stark illiterate. But two graduates could not do anything about the phone. We took it to him right before our eyes. You open it and scratch something and the phone came alive. That is what we mean by skilled labor. We don't know it. Even if you have an MSc or a PhD, you have to be trained. We can give you wood and give you hammer and give you nail and say, come and make that kind of board. When you know that your DYX will not work, you have to be trained. Are we together? To be able to make hair as a lady, you have to be skilled. Because I wonder how they weave that hair. I don't know. So now when I see people do, I wonder how they do, and the hair stands. How do they lay the, and then you see some tiny like pin. It looked like magic to me. And then there's somebody, one of our sisters, she could make her hair by herself. That is skilled work. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. So physical work is a good work. Everybody should have something you can do with your hands. The fastest way to wealth is entrepreneurship. Nobody has become a successful, wealthy, employed person unless if you're a thief. Hallelujah. Because by level 17, they will retire you after working for like 10 or 15 years. And then give you a gratuity that will not take care of you. Hallelujah. So you must learn a physical work. Learn it. As a graduate, if you cannot do a physical work, as another level, mental work. Learn programming. Learn how to market things on the internet. Learn marketing skills. Be working. Are we together? Learn as a teacher is a mental work. Teaching is a mental work. Are we together? It's also skilled and unskilled. For you to teach children, you have to be skilled too. Is that not true? I remember the first time I was invited to preach to a set of students. I fasted. The topic was self-control. I can never forget it. Self-control. And then they were secondary school children. Fasted, prepared, came to the meeting fasting. I was used to adults. When you say everybody sit down, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Like I'm preaching, everybody's quiet. I kept the scripture, praise the Lord. I get the first scripture. Hey! What in the world am I? Before you could say something else, some are listening, some are not. Some are giving you attitude what it is basically saying. Do you know I couldn't preach? I'm telling you a true life story. I had to invite one of the ladies. I said, please come. I took my Bible and my daughter with the message. I was anointed, but I was not skilled to deliver. I went and I sat down. She said, come on. When she finished preaching, I came and prayed for the people and then invitation. I could not preach. I can remember self-control was the topic. Because children are just saying somebody, hey! My daddy said, irrelevant income. And I was used to adults. You have to be skilled to teach children. Hallelujah. Yes. So get mental work. Know how to do something with your mind. And then mental work is always rewarding. Are we together? It's always rewarding. And then the last one is spiritual work. Waking up to pray is work. Say is work. Studying your Bible is work. Why are pastors full time? What are pastors doing in the office? Most time I get calls from the home and I tell them I'm going to the office now. Or I'm in the office. And when I'm leaving the office by 7 or by 8, what are you doing? They need to sound like, yeah, pastor, what are you doing in the office? Hallelujah. How many of us think whether what apostles doing in the office? What are they doing in the office? They just read the Bible and then just be rolling in the chair and then waiting for somebody to come and give the offering. Why should somebody be in full-time pastoring? Hallelujah. My question to you, like I said in the first service, is what are teachers doing in the teacher's office? What are teachers doing in teacher's office? Because they go out and teach when they have lessons. Us too, we go out and preach when we have sermons. Two of us. What are government workers doing in civil defense? Now, if you go to civil or government office on Monday, what are they doing? What are students doing in school when they don't have lectures? Their timetable allows sometimes. They only have two or three lectures in a day and the whole day they are. But what are they doing? You think it's easy to prepare a sermon? Come and preach. Think it's easy to pray and worship? Come and pray. Spiritual work is work. Says work. Pastor, where are you? My child is in the hospital. Meanwhile, you say pastor is in the office. So pastor is in working. He's also in the bank. So why are you calling him? Is that not true? Those that are against pastor full time, when their child happens, to call pastor. Meanwhile, pastor should also be in the bank working. Why? She's working. Come on, all together. Yes. So a spiritual work. It is real work to be able to get scriptures onto your head. Most of the scriptures I have been are on my head. Now some of them may not be biblical. Over time of studying and meditation, it takes time to consume volumes. It takes time to listen to a message again. It takes time to read books. Every time you hear me, you must hear something new, because week in, you study, you pray, you research. No, recently the Holy Spirit was telling me, the way I'm talking to me, every time I'm closing from office, I have to change. Because every time I'm closing the office, I feel bad that I've not achieved all the things I wanted to do. I will just sit down and like a joke, 7 hours has gone. And I'm right into work. Either I'm reading, researching, writing, preparing a sermon, doing something. I will get up from my chair, my shirt will be wet. Because I've not stood up for over 6 hours. And I get up in the office, yo, doing something. Are we together? So it's work. You have to do spiritual work for your spirit. Fill your mind with information. Fill your spirit with knowledge. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. So why do you have to combine faith and work? Number one, I said, your work or your action reveal your true faith. We will not know what you really believe until we see what you do. We will not know what you believe until we see what you do. Your actions reveal what you really believe in. Because the Bible says, by their fruit you should know them, not by what they say. Not by what they confess. Hallelujah. Number two, I said faith is an intangible force. We cannot see faith. I said, Pastor Min said on Friday that faith is like a software in our spirit mind. But faith can be seen through our action and through our faith. In Matthew chapter 9 verse 2, the Bible says, some people opened the roof and then brought it, and the Bible says, Jesus Christ saw their what? Faith. The apostles were left and said that they saw that he had faith to be healed. Gentlemen, there are certain things that we prove. I watched Pastor Chris ministering one day of somebody that was ready to be healed. That as he was ministering to the person, the lady was already exercising, ready to walk. Immediately he prayed on her, she ran out of the wheelchair and started walking. But there are people that he said you pray for them, how to have them together, and then they are just, but that lady was willing. Or a robot said after ministering in a crusade, and then he went through the back door like this. Then he met somebody on the wheelchair and said, sir, I am supposed to be healed today. Like service has closed, so say, sir, I am supposed to be healed today. Say, really? But he said, you really believe? So he prayed for him and he got up from the wheelchair. You believe you are supposed to be healed? He said he told his wife to iron his clothes. Prepare food for him because he's coming back walking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we can see your faith. You don't have a car yet. Show your faith by what? Learning how to drive. Is that not true? Ask on how to, you don't have the money to buy a passport. Start asking about flight. Don't think you go and wait bill in the airport like motor park. Because some people think they can go to the airport and wait bill to Texas now. Or you can lap somebody on the airplane. That's what some people really think. Hallelujah. You can laugh, I will love you, my sister. Research about airplane. Research about booking of plane. Research. No. Are we together? Know about it. So let your faith reveal your actions.
Hallelujah.
When you want to own a house, you start pricing the prices of land.
Hallelujah.
I asked the prices of land in this local job long ago. I know the price of a plot of land. I know you take certain actions to prove you are ready. Right? To show that your faith is ready. Number three, I said because of the principle of responsibility. You have to be responsible because God has called us to be responsible citizens. You cannot wake up every morning and be saying, give me, give me, give me, because your name is Jimmy. Give me, give me, give me, give me. People see your call and they are lazy to pick your call. Because you cannot walk. But for me, somebody in the family has asked that time they were employing Empower. The guy was just, Empower, apply, you not apply. Do a learning skill. Everybody's learning skill in the house is not learning. Look for PSA, not looking for PSA. Just there like a log of firewood. Just there. Waiting for 33,000 naira. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. In case you don't know, they have increased the money of fuel. 3,000 naira is equal to 20,000 naira now. Or less. So you must be responsible. You cannot be at a particular age and be making everybody to, expecting everybody to pamper you. Please give me money and then you cut off. You become angry with somebody for not sending you 2,000 naira. Is that not true? Some people have cut off relationship because can you imagine I called Jessica? She could not, no. Nobody owe you anything. Do you understand that? When I knew that nobody owe me a dime in this world, if my father gave me 5 naira again in this life, it's because he chose. But even if he doesn't give me 1 naira, he has done nothing wrong till he dies. Hope you know that. Nobody owes you a responsibility somehow. I knew that if today I ate or eat spaghetti, I paid for that spaghetti. If I drank garri, I paid for that garri. If I eat at Treasures, I paid for that meal. So my brain began to work. Hallelujah. Anything that I could do that would earn me money. I remember one at the time my friends came to my house and said, Jotam, stop this work. You are too big for this work. But I had to do it. Because I need money. I have to be responsible. Will you ever like it as a pastor? I'm calling you. Choma, please, please. Praise the Lord. And then I'll speak in tongues. You know, as a spiritual father, you should be able to sow XYZ to my account. Now it's credit to my account number. Will you like it? Come on, will you like a pastor that calls you when you want to buy the church card? I know there are pastors that call people members and say, send me a church card. So you see the church card. I don't have travel money. So me. I need this. Come and buy this for me. I need this. Are there people that do yes? No, but I want to be responsible. I have to work. Is that not true? I have to earn my money. I cannot be caught. I have not done it. I will never do it by His mercy. God leads you to give me money. I will collect it. But not calling you and then depending on you. Or depending on church offering for my survival. If I depend on church for my survival, I should be having Kwashe Koba now. Yes. I have to take responsibility for my life. I have to think of ways for my brain to work to have money. Hallelujah. Yes. So we have to be responsible. So you must work. Responsibility means work. Wake up in the morning. You see, when a lady says, I'm waiting for a man. See, when a lady says, where does he work? Federal government, state work, government. They want to marry somebody that is working. That means she's not ready to work. She's coming to patch up and become a dependent. Because if not, if you know you're ready to work, why will you be focused on what he's doing? Or how much he's earning? It's not alright. You too, you can work. So do you want to have leg and hand? You are a graduate, I'm a graduate. You bring 5,000 naira, I bring 5,000 naira. How much? It's another plus. Even if we use your own to do subscription, at least we use my own to feed the house or take the bills. Right? Yes. So, male and female should be ready for work. Hallelujah. Be responsible. You must say, days have gone when if the husband doesn't cook, doesn't give money for food, we won't cook. Now we cook and you start to collect the money back. Is that not true? Yes. So we have to be responsible, male and female. Wake up and walk. Not every day expecting a miracle. Life is not meant to be lived on miracles. Every day, my God will supply. This week is your week. This week is your supply. Hallelujah. This week you are blessed. Yes, receive the blessing. But all your money will not come through miracle. You are supposed to have a systematic source of income. What did I say? Systematic. That you can predict that I will have this money. Not every day is house rent. Lord, a miracle. For every 3 years of your rent is prayer. Every year. That means you are not responsible. Is that not right? Come on, is that not? So you work, get money and save. I remember, see, I learned that can be life. Remember when I started paying house rent for myself? I will start saving for my house rent 6 months before the time. What did I say? 6 months. When it is complete, I will pay so that I don't be tempted to touch it. So I have always paid my rent 2 months before the time. Not because I always had money. I have, in those moments, I'll be living in less than 2,000 naira a month. Yes, true. Less than 2,000 naira. Just so that to avoid the embarrassment of paying your rent. So that as you're living now, you'll be moving like a snake. So that you avoid that lot. No. I will start saving 6 months. Because when I look at the way money comes into my hand, I know it will take 6 months to have that kind of money. Because I have to be responsible. Hallelujah. So I have to work, save, calculate. Everything that you have must be worked for. Not really like you will pay a price for it altogether, but there must be a level of commitment. People will give you gifts. People will favor you. But you should work for things. Now, another reason why you must work is because of the principle of sowing and reaping. Say sowing and reaping. Genesis 12:24. The Bible says, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he. So long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. That means you must do something to what? Have something. Is it true? You must do something to what? Have something. Matthew, Proverbs 12. Hallelujah. Proverbs 12, verse 24. Yes, Proverbs 12, 24. Every thief takes something to have his money. Do you think it's easy to steal when you're in government office? You must be able to steal, be able to organize a hoax, be able to burn the office in your absence. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? You must be able to steal well and leave no record. Is it easy to steal and leave no record? To steal is not easy. Like I said, when you meet a prostitute, you should respect her. Because if she worked hard for what she had. Hallelujah. She has done a lot of petty things. Because when a man, I was in the car one day with a man, telling me of how he used to behave with prostitutes. No, don't tell me, telling the person next to me, I was hearing him. He said, I know, with his wife is different. But with a prostitute, this is what he does, this is what he does, this is what he do. I said, well, wow. Because the guy knows that this is not his wife, and this is just a piece of wood to him. So the lady will do a lot of debt and 500 naira. A lot of things to end. So when you see an iPhone, she has paid for it. She has worked for it. When you see a Yahoo boy riding a Mercedes Benz, he has sacrificed for it. He may have sacrificed a lot of things. Maybe his future, his life, his mother, his father. He has gone to shrine in Oshu or go or where. He has gone to terrible state. While he was sleeping, he was trekking in the wilderness. They do things mostly to service what they have. You must do something to have something. Nothing is free, even in Freetown. Is that not true? Even Sierra Leone, their capital is Freetown. Things are not free there. Go there and take anything, things is free. Nothing is free. You must sow. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Proverbs 24, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the lazy will be under tribute. So you don't sow anything, you will not reap anything.
Are we together?
I remember the first Allah that received, that was over 100,000 naira. Somebody I invested of during service here. All I did was, she was being assaulted, and then, I, what is it now? I went there, this is wrong, and I supported her. I was just telling her, please, I send your account number. And then sent an amount in serious money. I said, please, as I sent my daily balance to more than the balance. I was used to only receiving 5,000 naira. Don't even send tomorrow, I'm okay.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, because you invested. I sought something. There are people I'm investing in now that I will do something in the future. Hallelujah. When you see somebody reaping a certain level of, know that they sowed. So you cannot have it so.
Hallelujah.
And then finally, because of the provisions of scriptures, everything or most things in scriptures have conditions. Number one about money is what? What is the condition to have money? What is the condition to have money?
Proverbs, Philippians say, my God shall supply my need according to his riches in glory.
When you call that, remember that in verse 17 they gave. Two of us. They gave before that prophecy was made on them. Bible says, I will not be sick. My body is the temple of the Lord. The Bible says, what is the condition? Exodus 23. You will serve your God, and he will bless your bread and water, and then he will take what? This sickness apart from you. Bible says, I am the head and not the tail. That's a good confession. But the Bible says, when you hearken and obey me, then you will be the head and not the tail. So most times when you're reading the scripture and you're looking at promises and looking at blessings, look at the conditions. The Bible says the path of the just is like a shining light. It shineth what? Brighter. So my tomorrow, my life must be better, my increase. Yes, you must understand the condition. Are we together? When you want to have more salary, that means increase in promotion and increase in work. See, God's kingdom is not like Nigeria government. In Nigeria government, the more you are promoted, the less you work. True. But for God, the more you are promoted, the more you work. In God's kingdom, reward for hard work is what? More work. Did you hear what I said? The reward for hard work is what? More work. The man that has 5 talents was given more cities. That means more responsibilities. Because more blessings means more work. Hope you know what I'm talking about. When you are riding a machine, your expenses is different from when you are riding a Lexus. Right? You can go to Philippians and say, please put 200 naira fuel for me, and then you can run with 200 naira fuel for 1 week. In Lexus, when you have 12 liters, your mileage is negative already. It has already read reserve. The car will not even start. The same you that 200 naira, and then you are roping the town and rocking. Mileage of 12, not that it will not move, to start, it will not start. See that, the higher your asset, the higher your responsibility. Right? Yes. So the reward of more work is more work. Every provision you have ever claimed in scripture has a cause. So learn to get the conditions and then apply. So that it not look as if God is the one that is lying. And then finally, because of the concept of mutual faith. When you believe this is what God says, you will act accordingly. When you believe what God says, you will what? Act accordingly. Anything you believe is shown by your action. Hallelujah. I've done a lot of crazy things, hallelujah, because I saw it in scripture, because I believed it. I believe it. I remember when God said, hold two servants. I just said, God, this is not even up to one quarter of the church. Yes. But as we started, it has been different. I just believed. Altogether, God may just tell you, do something. Just believe. And then take a corresponding action. Hallelujah. So how do you combine faith and work? Number one, I say obey instructions. When God gives you instructions and the principle of faith. Example, God say, start a tailoring shop. Start a business. Start this. Start this. Hallelujah. Start this, you will start. And then begin to go far. I remember one of us that was having an urge to say, start this thing. Say, don't wait till later. Start. So start. Hallelujah. If God say move, just move. If God say do this, just do. Do it. Any instruction you receive, any principle in the scripture you notice, obey. The principle of honor, act on it. The principle of faithfulness, the principle of diligence, act on it. Hallelujah. Be gainfully employed. That is number two. Do something with your hands. Don't wake up by 6 a.m. You don't know what to do with your day. Be gainfully employed. Don't wake up everything and depending on someone. I wish we would talk about prosperity this year. Hallelujah. But I don't know if God will lead us to. But it is wise you have multiple sources of income. Multiple. According to the scripture, you should have four. Four things that can give you money. Hallelujah. Be gainfully employed. You must be working. Your money can work for you. You can open a POS shop and put somebody there. True of us. You can open a shop and put somebody there. You can start a business and put somebody there. You are getting money. Even if it's 200 naira, it's something. How do we know that? Multiple. Get. Be gainfully that you have somewhere or something to do in the morning. When I hear a graduate after 6 months, what are you doing? Just trusting God, though. Just trusting God. Just trusting God. God will not shame me. God will not fear me. God has shamed you since. Hallelujah. Organize tutorial for students and pay them per class. Two of us. Can't you do it? Are there no schools you can teach in secondary school, primary schools? Come on, are there no schools you can teach as a graduate? Cannot be sitting down for 1 year and say you're looking for civil defense. Looking for civil defense. You're looking for federal government work. Looking for oil company work. Because you have a first class. Somebody graduated from London after doing masters. He studied electrical engineering in my school. And then he came back in Abuja, didn't get work. Then he printed on A4. If you are looking for home teachers, call me. Then he pasted all around Abuja. Then he got 90% calls. 90% of the calls were people that were looking for job too. That was when his eye cleared. You only had a degree in Nigeria University. And as far as other the country is concerned, a degree in Nigeria is just means you can speak English. Hope you know that. They don't respect WAEC anywhere. Because it's a country that medicine leaked 1 week to exams. Medicine. 1 week. You can go to Fry Woman and mean medicine. How can you explain? I cannot speak English. I went. You went. Hallelujah. First class. Hallelujah. Clean 2-1. Hallelujah. Be carefully employed. Do something with your hands. This is a church of hardworking people. Stay with me. This is a church of hardworking people. Nobody is lazy. Nobody is irresponsible. I hate it. I don't like it. I don't like the atmosphere. Because you not even value what I'm doing in your life. Hallelujah. When you begin to walk, you value everything I'm doing. The people that will appreciate my preaching more is a pastor. Because you will know what it means to be able to preach. How to prepare a sermon. If you have never prepared a sermon, you will not appreciate a pastor. Hallelujah. So be gainfully employed. Do something with your hands. Do something with your mind. That will give you money. Or that will make you a blessing. It may not be physical, it may be mental. You can just start a rehabilitation center, start an NGO, start something. So that your faith can work when you walk. Hallelujah. And then number four, never replace spirituality for work. Or work for spirituality. Romans chapter 12 verse 11. Never replace spirituality for work. Or work for spirituality. Romans chapter 12 verse 11. The Bible says, never slothful in what? Business. Fervent in spirit. That means, you are not lazy at work. And then you are spiritual. Two of us. The truth is, when I start employing people in the church, and have a church member that is sleeping on duty, doesn't meet deadlines, and after 4 or 5 warnings has refused to change, he will come one morning and he will see me speaking in tongues. This is your resignation letter. I'm telling you, yes, I'll fire him. Because you cannot excuse spirituality for work. You cannot claim because you are a prayer person, I will keep you and then the work is suffering. No. You cannot go and then you're a banker and then every time you are when the Holy Spirit was talking to me. No. You should talk to you at home. The boss is not wicked. There should be time for everything. Are we together? So never replace spirituality for work. And then on Sunday, instead of coming to church, you are replacing spirituality for work. You don't replace spirituality for work, and you don't replace work for spirituality. Do you get the two things I said? You don't replace spirituality for work, and you don't replace work for spirit. Daniel chapter 8 verse 27. Please, I want you to see something. When it is time to be spiritual, be spiritual. When it is time to work, you must work. When it is time to be employed, you should be employed. Now, I want us to read together, please, guys. And what? I, Daniel, fainted. That means, and was sick certain days. That means, after he fasted, it was after he did a long fast. Fainting there was after long fast, you are weak. When you read the story before, do you together? Come on, are we together? So he was, but he was fainted and was sick. That means he was tired. Afterward, rose up and let's read the next thing he did. What? And what? Did the king's business. After he fasted, was weak, tired. Now he has woken up, he went to work. And his employer was a Babylonian king that was an unbeliever. Come on, do you understand that? So the employer was not a believer, but he went to work. I had the faith from Pastor David Egbele and I was shocked. Said that you cannot use night vigil to be sleeping at work as an excuse. Every day you are doing night vigil and then you are sleeping at work. If they fire you, the boss did the right thing. When he said that, I was shocked. I said, Pastor, I thought you should encourage night vigil. There's balance. Is that true? You cannot express spirituality. My wife come and say, please, we need this in the house. The Lord will provide. Hallelujah. At that moment, it's not the Lord you want to hear. The Lord is on the throne. Yes, so after speaking in tongues, what did you say now? Is that not right? You cannot replace spirituality for work. Say you are a prayer machine. Every time people are doing something, you are praying. Every time people are passing me, you are on the mountain. Unless if God says you retreat. Will you like a president that is, I had the faith of Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa said, he will not like a pastor that is praying 6 hours every day. It shook me. Will you like a president that pray for 6 hours every day? Will you like that kind of religious say, yes, why wouldn't a president be praying 6 hours every day? But you see that nation will suffer. How do you know that? That nation will suffer. Because that is why God says some people are into ministry. Some, there are people that should be doing certain works. See, there is no, the day a member can pray the way I am praying, I should give that member the mic. And give him the ultimate, because that is truth. Because I am a full-time pastor, and there is a member that goes to work, and come back, and pray more than me. He should be the pastor. Come on, is that not true? My duty is to pray, and to trust God for people. The day people begin to study the Bible more than me, I should hand them the church. Because they do their work and go do my own. Hallelujah. So you cannot replace the spirituality for work. It doesn't work. You must strike the balance. Hallelujah. So know that your steps of faith will give God what to work with. When Esther said, if I perish, I perish, she has given God the opportunity to work. When the 3 Hebrew men step out and say, if God deliver us or not. And then finally trust God and take practical actions to achieve your result. When you trust God, you do what? Take practical actions to achieve your result.
Nehemiah said in Nehemiah chapter 1 from verse 11 down to Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 23 was talking about how Nehemiah had responsibility.
Now, if you want to marry, what are the practical steps you will do as a man? What are the practical steps you will do? You go for seminars and then go for conferences and then be praying and then be fasting and then be studying the word and then be reading and then be meditating and then be speaking in tongues. Is that what you will do? What are the practical steps you will do? You get a room. Begin to save money for dowry. Because you will not speak in tongues to our father-in-law.
Kila dabayaka.
They will give you 3 paper lists. That's when you know uncles that cannot speak English. And they are the ones that make this real. Everything to the letter. You cannot speak in tongues. You don't understand. They understand AKE. You know what is AKE? You know what is AKE? That is morning, Ibra. O ego, o kudi. Nobody understand there. Hey. You must be ready to take responsibility. There are some things you will do and then people will help you. My father will always ask you, so you want to marry? Yes. So how much do you have in your account? That is always the first question. Oh, my brother, you want to marry? Who will help you? But how much do you have in your account? Because I've learned this when I was a child. When anytime you go to my father for need, all the males, not the females anyway, how much do you have first? He will never give you 100%, only school fees. He'll give you 70 or 90%. Go and look for the rest. You cannot be here and be eating my food every time. You should work up. Hallelujah. Take practical steps. Practical steps. Same for the sisters too. There are practical steps you will do. You want to have 1 million by the end of this year. What will you do? No, you know, see, some people be prophesying, receiving prophecies. Take it! I see before December, having comfortable 6 zeros in your account. I receive. The louder your amen, the louder your blessing. The anytime you shout amen, the faster your helpers. You like that kind of a thing. Come for anointing oil. Holy communion. Come for whatever that thing again. Come for soaking in oil. Come for mantle. Come a 3 bottles of jerrycan. When you drink this, no, you will walk. You will begin to save 60% of your income. Because I heard from T.D. Jakes. I heard from Pastor Sam. I heard from Pastor Chris. I heard from Bishop Edebo. Bishop Edebo said they save 70% of their income to be where they are. 70. Pastor Chris said they save 60% to be where they are. You cannot save. When they ask you, how much have you saved? One day you just see something on WhatsApp. One irresponsible person will post something. Sometimes, it's suya and yogurt. Problem, wahala, not the finish. Then you say, it's true. It's true. Then you carry your ATM and go to Treasures. And blow 4,000 naira like that. Because wahala, not the finish. An ignoramus, some man that doesn't know where you are going and he's not even going somewhere himself. Will be the one dictating your life. Wahala, not the finish, truly. But must it end in your life? Safe! All this eating suya every time, come and be. When you are up, Jarak suya. Not this one that you are afraid. No! Save for that life. You, after this, your stomach is paining you. Even as you go to buy, you see. You should not be eating this. But your lust cannot control. Save up! Hallelujah. Learn to save. You cannot spend all that you have. You will never be rich. Never. No amount of money you will have will always be enough. Because as money comes, problems have ears. It's like they had a way to know money is in your account. The alert enter, they come. And then you begin to see certain things that you were not be seeing before. You must learn to close your eyes and say, we will not spend this money. If you cannot have self-control, swear and say, this money, if you leave my account, let your brain hear it. Learn to save. Learn to what? Invest. That is the way to multiply your money. Hallelujah.
Invest.
Invest your money. You must take practical steps. And as you do that, your faith will begin to work. Then gradually begin to see that the word of God in your mouth, it will work. Is that not true? Is that not true? You know that the word is working. It's working. It's working. I remember the first time we started this church from ground level zero. In fact, minus. We started with that pulpit. We started with zero. CC from everywhere. I remember we saved for almost a year to buy our amplifier.
Yes.
We will see it. When I see problem in the church, I believe I don't see it. Because we have a target. I refuse to take one CC from the church because we are saving. Hallelujah. So there are some things I cannot afford to do now. Because you are saving for a better life. When you become comfortable, there are what we call escape velocity. When you are flying out of this world, there's a place you get to and then the place stabilize. The pilot, or when we call, when you start flying, there's a mode they get to and then the pilot can even leave. When they are stabilized. There's a time that you escape this struggling of thinking about money. At that moment, you can afford every lifestyle comfortably. But before then, you must live as if you are on a journey. Take practical steps. You want to marry as a sister, the practical step is begin to be nice to brothers. Begin to be approachable. You cannot be a security guard every time you are browning your face. You cannot. I don't want anybody taking me for granted. Every time you cannot be looking expensive. When people are in a crowd, sit down alone, be approachable, be wise. The Bible says, ladies in this world, when they want to catch brothers, they know what to do. Our sisters must know it. You cannot be aware. Every time you're in the midst of brothers, every time you're in the midst of sisters, you are never alone. Once in a while, go to be alone and stand and let the brother come and meet you. Because a guy will not come and in the crowd, please, I want to talk to you, Ijoma, come. No. Have some skills. See, have some skills, brothers. Brother, am I saying the truth or not? Yes. Have some skills. So reply some chat intentionally. Is that not true? When somebody comment on his status and then you see this person you like, comment intentionally as if you don't, and then behave as if you did not comment. As you don't know what you are doing. If I was a lady, the guy I want, I will catch him. The truth is, if a lady says she wants to get you and knows what to do, it will take the Holy Spirit to save you. You know what to do. You cannot be every time you are praying. The only time we see you outside is when you are going to church. So the brother will come to your house and knock. I one time say, what is it now? Every time guys are coming to take you out, you're not going out. Eatery, you're not going. Every time you are praying. Okay. Continue. You cannot keep a healthy relation. Hallelujah. And be social. There's a way you dress and not look like a married woman. Look like a young girl. You cannot be plaiting some hair. There are some hairs that way it defines marriage. There are some hairs that define single. You cannot be always on flash shoes. No, learn to wear heels. Say, I can't climb heels. No, you cannot be a village forever. Learn to lift heels. That is the truth. Because when you wear heels, it gives you a different look. That's the truth. Guys, two of us. When they are on heels, it makes us see them differently. 6 inches, 3 inches, 9. How do I know? Bought heels for my wife. I said, don't be, this flash will not end forever. No, now. You know. You must learn. I learned her all the heels, all the times. I learned it. I want to see it on her. Other ladies cannot be tempting me out and I have a beautiful, you're always on flash as if you are going to heaven. No, we are not always in heaven. Wear heels. Lift. Fit your clothes decently. I'm not saying be tight. That's another extreme again. But let your clothes be, not, even if somebody gives you the clothes, we know somebody gave you. But do something on it. Take practical steps. Let your faith, not everything, Lord, I receive. No. Stroll out. Don't go to parties. Go to area where church guys can be found. Go to concerts. All together, join groups. And then make yourself available. The truth is, most of these things.
And every time they are praying, every time they are praying, a brother tells them, Shalabayalabayagadabalaga.
Everything is spiritual. Praise God. When you change, you get married on time. Is that not true? Wisdom has come for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, I know the guy, some guys need to be asked out.
I know the guy that's getting married this morning, he was asked out. Yes.
Yes. I know plenty of guys that were asked out. I can mention names that, you know, picked up people that their wives asked them out. They had the boldness. Not every guy had the boldness.
Sometimes you can make the guy know that you are ready before he asks. You know, there's a way you can help the brother propose. Is it true? You can help him.
Alright, let me go back to faith and works. So take practical steps and actions to what? Achieve your result. But one of the things I'm saying is because I have a heart for all of us. And I've seen a lot of people, maybe not here, and then in pains. And all of the things I know that is because I don't know. Because there's some things that you know, some things will never happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes. I've spoken to somebody many times when I counsel people and when I talk to people, sometimes I almost cry. Especially when it's a lady. And then when I see beautiful young ladies make wrong decisions. And then it just pains me. And then after a while, because I know that they are close to me or I know them. Because I believe relationships are meant to be permanent. When I know you, I don't disconnect from you like that. And then I will not be happy when people around me are not happy. When I know that you should have this and you don't have it. So I will not be happy. So most of the time, I will wish that people are happy so that I can be happy. Do you understand? I will wish people have money or have blessed. Because I cannot be eating salad and cream in my house when I know there is a member somewhere that doesn't have garri in his house. So most of the time, I share this truth so that they can do it, so that they will be free and I'll be free. But there is no true happiness when everybody is not happy. There is no true freedom when everybody is not free. When you are in a family of 12 and everybody is pregnant and then there's one barren person, when you meet together, there are some things you cannot discuss. Hope you know that. There are some things you will not see. There are some comments you will not make. Why? Because you are, it's a co-sensitive issue that it may hurt the last person that is barren. So that when everybody is not free, till all of us are free. Are we together? Because most of when I talk like this, I talk with passion. Everything I know, I wish I can say it. So that all of us can be happy. And I believe God is helping us all in the name of Jesus Christ. So when I share about taking responsibility for faith and work, I want to be able to see Stephen in the next 2 years coming here comfortable with his car. Because by that time I'll be driving. So that when we finish vigil, I'll driving out of the car, and then you'll be struggling to stop KK, and KK is not stopping. There's no person that will be happy to see members on the road after VG, and they cannot go home. Everybody means everybody has a car. After everyone just drive, all of us will be going home. Come on, all together. Yes. There's no person that will be happy to see single ladies in a church, or single guys, or unemployed. The joy is that everybody has it. So that I am free of your body, and you are free of burden. Hallelujah. So don't get offended in case you're offended on what I said. Hallelujah. But take the truth. When we do this thing, we will see the result. These are things I am not sharing what I have not done. Are things I have done. Are we together? When I wanted to get married, I did some things intentionally. That when I told my parents, they were shocked. I did things that we had never done before. I took practical steps. As I was fasting and praying, my brain was working. I knew that I must work extra to be able to save. When I was counseling certain people, I said, this is like this. Don't do this. Because I know. Hallelujah. So never take work as a burden. Bible speaking in Philippians 2 verse 14 says, do everything without murmuring and complaining. When you are given work, don't murmur, don't complain. When you are given responsibility, don't complain. Be glad when you are working. I am happy when I'm leaving work. My mom will be saying, come back. I should leave home before the sun is out. And then come back when the sun has finished. I should be out working.
Hallelujah. Yes. Even naturally, when everybody sees you, you become finished. When people see you once in a while, you become valuable. Two of us. The husband that stays at home in the morning till night, the wife will soon start disrespecting him. Every time you're just with her, you should make her just with you speak. Every time you're watching comedy and not behaving like one imbecile at home every time. Very soon will disrespect you. But go to work and come back. Your value increase. The few 12 hours you have with you, she will maximize it. Hallelujah. And as a lady too, take some responsible step. Let your faith be combined with work. Let your husband know that he can borrow money from you. Please, I need some 2 million naira. Can you give me? Hey, want to kill me? No. Have a money you earn. Sometimes there are some things that happen to me. Like anything that my wife buys for me from her money, not from the money I give her. From the one's wife, but the money I give her has a different value from the one that she worked and bought it for me. Do you understand that? It always touches somehow differently. So as a woman too, earn it. Have money that you worked for. Not depending on anybody. You worked for it. Your hard work. People, women have worked and built houses. I know a woman that fried akara. True life story. And bought a Mercedes Benz for her husband. Yes, true life story. Women have bought cars for their husband and given them on a bad day. Why must you think you must be the one receiving on your bad days? On his birthday, God will bless you. I love you, my husband. All you know is to post on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. No. Buy him gift from your money, right? Hallelujah. Yes. There is no substitute for hard work. According to Thomas Edison, hard work can never be substituted for prayer. It can never be substituted by fasting. It cannot be substituted by relationship. Without hard work, nothing grows but weeds. Never live a balanced life. Never replace spirituality for work. Work when you need to work, have faith. Now, Sunday service will finish by 12, or anytime when Sunday service finishes, the remaining part of the day, maybe you will rest. Monday, you hit the road. Right? Tuesday, you are working. Wednesday, 6 a.m., you are out. Start it and see if your life will not change. You know, I started doing that 21 days of fasting this year when we are fasting. When we used to leave the house by 6. I discovered that before 9 or 10, what I used to achieve other days by 4 p.m. after a wrong day, I've achieved it. I read in a book, the man said that successful people read their mails in the night and plan their schedules. They can achieve in 1 hour what some people achieve in 1 month. So wake up in the morning, out. Come back in the night, tired. Take your... You see, there is nothing that sweetens me every day. Even as a single and as a married, and now that I'm almost bachelor now. But there's nothing that sweetens me is that when I come back from work, yes, truly, when I come back from work and I take my bath and I perfume myself and I study, I use 95% of my perfume in the night after I work, after bathing. After working, and then I just take my bath and then I feel good. I feel the day was okay. Then I feel a little bit smelling for somebody to be enjoyed. I want to be smelling good for myself. But after working, I just take my rest. Then that is good. When you're watching a movie, you don't feel bad because you have worked. When you're chatting and replying messages, by that time you know you have worked. But not that you reply 6 hours on phone chatting. You will never go far like that. I believe God has spoken to somebody about work. And I know you're going to take responsibility. Start now. Don't wait till after NYC for those of you that are serving. Start now. Work. You have more time now than when you finish. Everything changes after your NYC. Start your work. If you're going to start a company, register it now. I registered this church when I was a copper. Did you hear what I said? I registered it when I was serving. Register it now. Do everything you can. Register your company now. Start building online market now. Start building customers when? Now. Start selling your products. Start learning about the threat. Work out somehow something. Work. Hallelujah. Take responsibility. Come be on a bit. Proverbs 20 verse 13. Proverbs 20 verse 13. And then when you do that, your faith will come alive. And then you begin to see like magic, your faith working. Say with me, my faith will be proven by my works. This year, my faith will be proven by my
works. Like I spoke now, as a church, we have prayed for the growth of the church and I pray for the increase of the church. Hallelujah. That means there are some things we must do intentionally. Is that not true? What do we do to grow as a church? Let's see what's here in this second service. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. If every one of us invite one person next week, that means we have 24. Is that not true? That is our work. After praying, we must walk. So how many of us will walk and bring somebody next Sunday? Second service now. Please. You don't have transport. Transport has never been a problem. We'll pay the transport. Come with the person. We'll pay the person travel free and give the person drink safe. Hallelujah. So take responsibility and let's walk. Next week will be our last talk discussion on our faith. Please, I want you to be around and then get the messages and listen to them. Now let's read this scripture together. Hey. That's Hallelujah. Was that what I said? Proverbs 20:13. 20:13, ma. Love not sleep. Tell your neighbor, love not sleep. Say, love not sleep. Don't be sleeping as if you are practicing death. All together. Lest what will happen? Thou come to what? That means if you sleep, it is a sure prophecy. You'll be broke. Are we together? Open your eyes. Tell your neighbor, tell the person, open your eyes. And thou will be, you'll be satisfied with bread. Wake up. Open your eyes. Are we together? And they have a wake up. And then all of us will have bread. Don't be sleeping. Medical doctor will tell you, sleep how many hours per day? When they were studying medicine, were they sleeping 8 hours? When they were in medical school, were they sleeping 8 hours? Okay, so they know. What do they mean? Hallelujah. I had a lady's house where they got beauty sleep. You sleep because of beauty. It's only movies, though. Don't believe Nollywood. Wake up. Hallelujah. Reduce the number of hours you sleep. All together? Reduce the number of hours you sleep. When you retire, when you get comfortable, you can take vacation, you can go and sleep and rest well, but walk well in Jesus' name. Can you show God for his word and say, Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we give you praise.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.